Very good morning, Michael.
Morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, I've pretty much already told everyone what you're reviewing today. I'm sorry. I should have gone, no spoiler alert, but I thought, seeing as we had the chat with Danny Boyle this morning, thanks to Kevin Suarez, you might want to...
Talk about T2 Trainspotting?
Sure, why not?
Oh, good, good, excellent. I was going to review something totally different, but we'll go with that. Yeah, T2 Trainspotting, Ewan McGregor, Johnny Lee Miller, Ewan Bremmer, Robert Carlyle, and a newcomer, Angela Nedyalkova, are in this one. It's directed by Danny Boyle, of course. T2 Trainspotting, it's adapted from Irvin Welsh's sequel to Trainspotting, Porno. T2 Trainspotting picks up the story of our favourite junkie foursome, once fivesome, Valet Tommy. 20 years later, Mark Renton, Ewan McGregor, has just returned to Edinburgh after 20 years hiding out in Amsterdam after stealing that 16 grand from the other guys. Begbie, Robert Carlyle, is trying his best to get out of jail by any means possible. A sick boy, Johnny Lee Miller, is looking for new business opportunities. Some of them less legal than others. And poor old Spud, he's back on the junk again and is hitting rock bottom. And let's just say they're not all happy to see Mark Renton back in Edinburgh. You know, after all, he did do a runner with that money. Now, look, whilst this film is a bit of a reflection on the current trend towards nostalgia or possibly a lack of original ideas in mainstream filmmaking, and it does disappear down that hole occasionally, I saw it more as an anti-nostalgia film. I mean, some of the most powerful scenes in this movie come from the four main characters being confronted with sins of the past. They're not always reflecting on the good times. It's like, oh, when so-and-so died, oh, and we did that, oh, gee, that was pretty bad, wasn't it? And at one point, Veronica, who's played by Angela Nedyalkova, says, "In my country, people try to forget the past. In your country, all you do is talk about it." To me, that might not just necessarily just be a comment on nostalgia. I think it could also be like Danny Boyle having a slight dig at Brexit. I was just interpreting that. Now, all of the other trips, like the Fonda trips down memory lane and into nostalgia, definitely receive that Danny Boyle cynicism. You get the feeling at times that he's actually totally taking the piss out of sequels and the nostalgia craze. Also, he's up to a lot of his usual visual tricks in this film. At times, you know, cutting footage from the original film into the present one, which is really, really nice to see, actually. It was good to compare what they looked like then to what they're like now. And also, there's plenty of visual metaphors as well in the film that I won't go into too much. Now, look, if you're expecting T2, as it's probably going to become known, no, it's not Terminator 2, Trainspotting 2, to be just as edgy and visceral as the first Trainspotting, I think you will be a bit disappointed. I mean, after all, it is a movie about four middle-aged men confronting their mortality, and you were 20 years younger when you saw it.
I was.
Yeah, so was I. So, you know, get real. That said, T2 does retain that dark sense of humour that the first Trainspotting did have. And it's also nice to see Spud's character emerge as a much stronger force in this film. He becomes the glue around which the four main characters bond, I guess. He becomes the heart of the film. Look, I guess once you immerse yourself fully back into that Scottish brogue, that first few minutes, it's like, oh my God, what are they saying? It's just like 20 years ago. Yeah, once you get back into that, I guess T2 Trainspotting is a pretty enjoyable trip. Not quite as good as that first shot of heroin, but still pretty satisfying.
Hey, look, you didn't nod off during it, and that's the main thing.
I didn't need to.
I'm pretty excited about it. I got to admit, I did read Porno when it came out. It was meant to be 10 years after the original book. I love the fact they've jumped forward that 20 for this instead. I think it makes a bit more sense. Kind of gives us a bit more perspective on what those guys were like, I think. I don't know. All right, Mr. Michael Jones, thank you very much.
Pleasure.